saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi everyone, Terry Welbrock here, host of the Healing Place podcast. And just taking a moment before today's wonderful, beautiful, oh my gosh, just my heart just swelled with joy listening to this episode again as I edited today. And yes, I'm so excited you're going to be listening in. You will certainly, I hope, walk away with a smile on your face. Just beautiful energy. But just wanted to touch base again for those who have followed along the past few years. My mom and I and our healing journey of just blossoming our beautiful mother-daughter relationship into a beautiful friendship. My mom passed away on my birthday, March 14th, and what a gift she left us with. She had been struggling for those final days to breathe with very shallow, short breaths. And so when she took her final breath, it was a huge breath in, and she smiled so beautifully as if she was looking upon glory. Yeah, that will forever live in my heart and soul. So filled with so much hope, and hope is such an important part of the work I do. My newsletter is Hope for Healing newsletter, and my hashtag that I use all the time is hashtag Hope for Healing. So that smile certainly left us with an incredible hope. So there you go. All right, now for today's wonderful, beautiful, amazing, positive episode. Welcome everybody to the Healing Place podcast. I'm your host, Terry Welbrock, and I've already had such a great conversation, and I was like, oh, let's hit record and go back and say all of that again. So today I'm welcoming for the Healers of Hilton Head series, Tarisha Tatter, and she is the owner of Lift Total Wellness, and that's Pilates and massage therapy here on Hilton Head Island. And before I say hi to her, just a reminder that for those of you tuning in to this special series, you don't have to be living in the low country in the Hilton Head Island area. No matter where you're tuning in the world, my whole focus with this series is to shine a light on healers within a community. So look in your own city, look in your own town, your small community, your island, wherever you are, because there are so many healers out there doing incredible, beautiful work. So with that said, I'm going to welcome one of ours. So welcome, Tarisha.
Hello. It's so great to have this opportunity. And yeah, we have been talking for a few minutes. And so it's been kind of...
I know. Now we got to hit rewind. And
I know. Like, okay, well, how far do we go back? Because we were
right,
just...
Right,
right.
What did I say again?
You can see I've got George. This is George.
Oh, yeah. George, the skeleton.
So we were talking about some of the courses that I've been recording. And George comes apart a little bit in the next one that, see his mouth, oh, I don't think you can see that, but his head comes off, and I'm going to talk about, TMJ work and how to help yourself get rid of TMJ pain or manage TMJ pain.
Awesome. So yeah, so let's talk about your courses. So you have courses. We were talking about how COVID just shifted things for folks, and you shifted from not so much in person, but doing online sessions with folks.
I did. I never wanted to do online. I never wanted to do courses online because I just love being with my people. And so when COVID hit, as I said earlier, when we were talking, COVID really did happen for us.
Yes.
And not to us so much, right? And that was because it like so many, it gave me new capabilities, like being here on Zoom and being comfortable in front of Zoom and making mistakes and, you know, and not having to be perfect, like my space, it's not perfect. And those new capabilities. And so I love working with people online. I still have a group of people online that I work with. And that's kind of how it began. I'm like, okay, here we are. Let's just move. Let's talk to each other. And then sometimes we would hang out later and we would just talk about what we did. And we would bond and connect as a community. And then more and more people were coming in. It wasn't just Atlanta where I was living at the time. And so COVID also gave us and my husband and I an opportunity to buy a condo in the Low Country. It's something I'd had on my vision board earlier that year. Buy a condo in Hilton Head, and I'll be darned if I didn't manifest that and COVID helped me. So, because we did that, then we were like, you know what? Let's just move here. And that piece wasn't hard. Giving up my 22 gear business in Atlanta and closing it was really hard. I really love what I do and love my people. So I'm starting over, but it's been great so far. And I'm working on these courses as I was telling you about. So lots of pain relief courses. I work a lot with injuries, rehab, and after surgery. So lots of hip revisions, knee revisions, fusions. And you can't just walk into a Pilates studio or a gym and be able to do Pilates and say, oh, I have a back fusion. I have four fused vertebra. Is it okay if I get on the floor and do Pilates mat? And those people that don't have as much training might go, sure. And that's not really true. So
Right.
I love working with special populations, if you will. And most of my
Yeah.
clients are over the age of 50. So not that
Well, that would be
we're
me.
special and all
Yeah. Well, and I have to tell you real quick when you said vision board, because living here on Hilton Head was on my vision board, and I just updated my vision board like maybe 4 days ago because I was like, all right, I need to put some new things on because I've made so many of these things come to fruition. And so I love it that you do a vision board and Hilton Head was on it.
January's coming, Terry, and I've got this group, and we're going to have like four. I'm going to invite four people, and my friend Randy is going to invite four people, and I got to have you come with me as
Oh
one of my
yeah,
guests. We're
let's
going
do
to do a
it.
vision board party. It'll be awesome.
Oh my gosh, count me
It's going to be
in.
on the
Yay.
island. Yeah,
Yay.
I think it's like the 5th of January. So I'll let you know. And
Okay. Yay. Awesome.
yeah,
Woohoo. So
vision
now
boards are powerful.
you got into this line of work because you had a personal story of injury, correct?
Yes. So I've been a massage therapist for 22 years now, but I got into Pilates and then I thought it was interesting and whatnot. And you dabbled a little bit, but really I fell off of a galloping horse when,
Oh, gosh.
let's see, that's been 16 years ago. And I fractured my pelvis and I herniated my L3, L4, which is one of the discs in your low back. And it was excruciating to get out of bed, to move, to breathe. And it was Pilates and my fascial release massage that healed me. As long as I do my Pilates, I don't have any back pain. And so I love teaching that to people. I don't want pain to stop anybody because if I can do it, they can do it, right? I don't have a rod in my back or anything like that, but it took a while and things you do and things you don't do. And like I also healed my own diastasis. Okay, so a diastasis is when you're pregnant, your rectus abdominis opens, okay, separates so that the baby has room to grow. Well, if someone isn't well versed in Pilates or people with diastasis, especially right after pregnancy, you can actually make it worse and it can cause low back pain. So a year and a half after my injury, I had a child. And or a year after my injury, I had a child, and my diastasis got worse because I'm doing all these crunches, trying to get my body back, and the Pilates instructor didn't know anything about diastasis, so she had me doing those crunches too. And then I took a class, and I've had lots and lots of wonderful teachers in education through the years, and realized that, oh my goodness, I have this giant hole. It's like three fingers. It's like taking three fingers and putting them this way on your belly. And there's, you can tell it's an indentation. And at some point, if it gets so bad, you have to have surgery to knit that all back together. So I also teach people how to heal their diastasis. So it's a lot of words. But
Yeah.
anyway, so it's a lot of my own personal journey and healing that I've experienced that I just love passing on to other people. And the thing I miss, besides my clients, because I'm getting new clients here in Hilton Head, in Atlanta, is I had a really good network of medical professionals. I had orthopedists and podiatrists that referred to me and PTs that referred to me. And after they were done with the medical care, they still need and still needed more. That was where I came into play. I was teaching. I did a couple videos for a couple of surgical podiatrists in Atlanta to help people rehab after foot surgery. And so those are the kinds of things I really love and miss, and that all takes time. So I'm trying to be patient with myself.
Right. Oh, I'm sure you'll make connections. And I have found, again, it's doing this series, how many of those who are working in the healing arena in any capacity are so connected and support one another and say, oh, you know, I can help you with this, but then when you need to continue with this, or maybe you should try this. And there's just a huge network, and it's wonderful, and I love it.
Definitely. I knew lots of massage therapists too in Atlanta. For instance, my gift is not craniosacral therapy. I've taken the classes and I've taken, you know, pieces of those courses and made those pieces serve me. But overall, my work is not the weight of a nickel. And so I'm like, I want to know who that is that I can trust so I can refer people over if that's what they're looking for, because that's not looking for me.
Jeannie Kelly, who was on the first episode of this series. So I'll connect you with Jeannie.
Please connect me.
Yeah, for sure. And she's wonderful. She's down on the South End. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh my gosh. That's wonderful. I've met a couple great Pilates instructors. I'm sorry. Pilates instructors, but also some great massage therapists. And we've referred people back and forth, which is wonderful. That is what I loved setting up in Atlanta and what I want to set up here, both in Pilates and massage. There's enough people to serve.
Oh,
we don't need to be competitors, right? And we really don't. Like, we need to work with each other, bond with each other, you know, and help each other.
Yes. So
that's always been my motto. Is
I am right there with you. Like, just lifting one another up. And that's just, and those beautiful connections happen, which again is why I say, like, so many people that I've met through the series so far, oh my, it's just such a beautiful group of people. Like, they're all wanting to lift one another up. And so it's a great, great little world to be in the world of healers. But one of the things you brought up was your personal injury and journey led you to now guide others. And wow. I would say 95% of my podcast guests are in that realm. Like, something happened in their lives and they,
that's the way it goes.
They wrote a book about it, or they started a business about it, or they, you know, speak internationally about it, or whatever it is that they offer guidance and healing to others. And I just think that's just such a beautiful gift. So thank you.
Well, and it gives your clients more confidence too. It's not that you can't be a good teacher and not go through those things, but well, you really relate to them on a whole different level, even an energetic level, you know, when somebody really understands where you've been.
So,
lots of things in my future. Like, I have all these classes, and I shared with you that, and I don't mind sharing, you know, publicly, but my husband has lung cancer. So at some point I'll be doing some sort of caregiver podcast, because I'm thinking, wow, the things that I need, I'm not really getting. So I'm having to try and find them. Simple things like making sure that I love Brendan Burchard, Tony Robbins, and Dean Graziosi, and Flogan, you know, all those guys, right? And I listen to his Growth Day every day, and I journal every day. And I've never seen a pamphlet about being a caregiver, anything on cancer that talks about caregiving quite in this way, that you just really need to make sure that you are taking care of yourself so that you can take care of others. It's always about, oh, how's your husband doing? Oh, what were the latest tests? And and are you doing okay? You know.
Yeah. So, a little PS.
Little at the bottom, you know. So it's been a really good and interesting journey to make sure that I'm doing the things that they're just as important as everything else that I'm doing in my day, so that I can make sure that I'm my best from my family and my clients. And I love my clients are so sweet. They're like, well, if you need to cancel, I'm like, oh, please don't cancel, because this is a time I don't get to think about cancer.
Right.
I can think about serving you, and that's wonderful. So anyway, but at some point I'll be doing some sort of caregiving. I don't know. It's going to lead me in other places, more of that personal experience.
So. Yes. Oh my gosh. Your brain sounds like mine, in that something will come across my radar. And then I'm like, oh, I could totally do a course on that. Or, oh, I should do a podcast on that. Like the series. I was like, there are so many amazing healers on this island. I think I need to do a Hero Loser Fountainhead series. So,
which was great. I'm so glad. This is such a wonderful platform. But thank you and bless you for putting all of this together. I was just so excited to reach out to you and go, oh my gosh, I have to meet her. I wasn't necessarily thinking an interview. I was just like, I just have to meet this woman.
Oh. I know. I think we met through Nextdoor. Like I had posted something about the show. And so I just love it when people, beautiful souls, come across my radar and I'm like, yes, soul sister. All right.
I've used that recently. Soul sister. Yes. Yeah. Cause I think I wrote, gosh, good for you, Terry. I'm so excited for your success, you know, because that's just, again, that's putting more out into the world. You got to put more good out into the world. And I believe in karma, it comes back to you. But if you don't even have any expectations, you know you did something good. You put something good out into the world.
Oh, I love it. I tell my kids, I drive them crazy with it, because I'm like, the energy you put out into the universe is the energy that comes back to you. So I know they're always put like, oh my gosh, mom, seriously.
So it's one nice though when they start quoting you though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You hear them talking to their friends. Yeah, like my 14-year-old every once in a while. Like, well, mom, you know, you've got to do blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all about the attitude that you have. And I'm like,
well, here's a cute for instance of that. And I'm going to just go a little left turn for a second. So Jake, this one, he had recently gone to a wedding in Utah. One of his buddies had gotten married. And I was talking to him and he said, my friends were like, Jake, when they were getting done with their Airbnb or, you know, their rental and getting ready to leave, there were four guys that stayed in this place together. And they were like, why do you always like gather all your towels and put them in a pile and take the sheets off the bed and put them in a pile? He's like, because my mom told me that's what we had to do. So vacationing down here on Hilton Head for 20 years, I would always like, you know, like wipe the counters down. And just because I just thought, you know, you just be polite. You don't leave a place trashed.
Exactly.
You know, it's not my property. We came in, they rented us this space for a week. And so we leave it as nice as we can. And, you know, for the cleaners that come in, like, here's all the towels and here's all the sheets and put them in a pile. So he was like, nobody else does that, mom. And I was like, Jacob, it's good karma. It's good to put that energy out into the world.
So true. What do they call it? Don't they call it adulting? The kids now don't know how to be adults. Well, that was like one of those moments where you're like, no, you actually need to put the wet towels in a bin or in the tub or whatever, where they're not going to damage the floor. And yeah. And so, yeah, those little pieces, but it aren't those like wins. You're like, yes,
I know. I was like, oh my gosh,
my young men, towels. Good men.
He's teaching his buddies.
Yes. Awesome.
I love it. Well, one of the things that we had talked about before hitting record, and I'd love to get back to it for just a second, is I had told you I had done yoga throughout my years of healing work. And I did Pilates once because it was a free class. So can you talk to the audience a bit about what's the difference and the similarities and differences between the two?
So mat Pilates is what everybody thinks of when they think of Pilates. But really, Joseph Pilates used a hospital bed, and he took the springs off of a hospital bed. We didn't talk about this, but springs off of the hospital bed, and he put some of them on the headboard and some of them on the baseboard in the Isle of Man during World War II. And he just kind of, you know, made himself in charge of the infirmary and was like, well, we're going to rehab these people so that they get better. So they used, you know, leather straps and belts and things like that to help lift up arms, and then used it as resistance, and same thing with legs. And thus the first sort of Cadillac was born. And the Cadillac is got these two towers and a nice top like a trapeze over the top. They also call it a trapeze. And so then he started, he created a moving, we call it the reformer now, right? So it was this moving platform. And then he did things on the floor. So I don't know if reformer and floor kind of came hand in hand, but he loved the machines. He was all about the machines. And it's funny that mat Pilates has become so popular because there's no machines on the floor. And some of the things that are in the traditional repertoire are things that we don't need as much anymore, because those days we weren't sitting as much as we are. We weren't flexed forward with shoulders hunched and forward and, you know, arms way up here, you know, trying to manage our mouse and everything and keyboard. And so there's a lot of flexion in Pilates. And so one of the things that I did when I started teaching online was I didn't want to do floor Pilates during COVID. So I'm like, how can I help? And some of my clients can't, you know, with back fusions, can't do roll downs and teasers and things like that. It's too much compression on their back. So how do we change it? So I added some more extension work and some more functional movement work and some more balance work and things with bands, because yoga is a lot of wonderful stretching, but Pilates is a lot about being in resistance. And so there's still a lot of similarity. I mean, Joseph Pilates was a yogi. He was a gymnast. He was a boxer, believe it or not. And he was a sick child, but breath work was really, really important to him. And expanding the rib cage more than probably the belly, it's kind of all part of it, but the rib cage expansion, both side to side and front to back, was a real key integral part of his principles. It's his number one principle that he's, it's breath work. And then it's like total body movement and oppositional movement and control and precision and also relaxation. And in yoga, it might not, maybe it's precision. I don't know. I'm not a yoga instructor, but there are lots of similarities and I love both of them. I think they both have their place. And I know there's some crossover, but the biggest one was really maybe a different kind of breath work and also being in resistance, you know, with a band or weights or whatever. And so then of course makes Pilates machines really great for load bearing exercises. So great for your bones.
Yeah. Well, and so that leads me to a personal question of, so you're talking about it being so wonderful for helping with injury. So what about, listeners of the show know I've been through and just came out with clear lab results of a mycotoxin poisoning journey from mold toxicity. And so my body was just, I was really sick over a 2-year period. And so would Pilates help with strengthening and building back up I guess the resistance part of it and helping someone who's had an illness such as that become stronger?
Well, I mean, absolutely, because there's a cardio piece, there's a movement piece, there's a strengthening piece, there's a mobility piece, and there's a balance piece. So any injury, I mean, I can't believe that there is something out there that Pilates couldn't be helpful for. Maybe not the traditional repertoire, for sure. I don't do, my body after that injury of falling off my horse doesn't like a lot of those flexion and loaded injuries. So, you know, I change them up. But Pilates is great for everyone. And my clients have ranged from 10 to 96. 96! I love Miss Annabelle. I got her off the walker. I was so excited about that.
That's awesome.
So, but she was severely osteoporotic. And so she's hunched over, right? There's lots of things she cannot do, but then you pad things and you make her feel comfortable and you teach her chest openers. And I used some myofascial release on her as well. And then I teach people how to do that so that her shoulders don't hurt and they aren't as forward. We're not changing bone. We're changing muscular structure. And she was able to walk without a walker, just using Miss Annabelle as an example. And wow, what freedom, right? You know, matter of fact, she used to carry a cane just because she was concerned, and she would drag it behind her as sort of her, you know, I don't need it. It's just here. You know, she was fantastic. So I think Pilates, again, might need to create variations and that really is it. That really is the difference between someone who is a sole practitioner or a smaller gym than versus, like maybe a larger gym, like a somebody's like some of these what's the word I'm looking for? Standard like what am I trying to say? Like Pilates,
Studio.
yeah, but that's what, why can't I think of it? I'm having
It's
a
all right.
moment.
You can
But
come
yes,
back to it.
you know what, one of those businesses that's just a corporation that's been over and over again.
Oh, yeah, like a franchise.
Like a franchise. Wow, it's late. Okay, so yes, so different than a franchise where you go in and maybe you have 12 reformers and you're all doing the same thing. There is no way. I don't want to see 12 people in my studio. I only see really four at the max because I'm one person and I'm constantly correcting because I know what they need. I know, the person that's come in and has had a recent hip revision is going to do a couple different things different than the person who doesn't have any problems with their hips but has a foot injury or a shoulder injury. And so I'm tweaking as I go along, and I can't tweak 12 people and then not all of them have be boards because we're going into the next exercise. So I like smaller, more individualized, more customized sessions because most of my clients need that anyway. If
Yeah.
somebody came in and had no issues, I'm really kind of thinking about the 20 and 30 year olds, no issues. That kind of franchise model is great for them to introduce Pilates because it, and this is my opinion, because they don't need some of that special tweaking to keep them from hurting themselves, but to be getting stronger and in more of a functional manner. For instance, when people walk in, I don't just put them on the machines. I want to open them up myofascially because that's part of my body work experience, because it's my belief that if I just go in and start strengthening around a dysfunction, then you're just a tighter version of yourself when you leave. And I haven't changed your functional movement patterns from a dysfunctional movement pattern to a functional movement pattern. So I always want to leave people better than when they came in, not just stronger in their dysfunction. But
Yeah, I
that's,
love that.
that's always served me.
Yeah, well, great philosophy, great approach. And I love the idea of it. What makes me think of, as we change habitual patterns in anything in our life, it's the same thing with the body. If you can change the way it's responding, they'll change the way the habits that you've formed, right? Like hunching over and the way we breathe.
And the way we move, right? And our shoulders have a lot to do with our gait. So if our shoulders are really locked in a particular position, it's going to affect the way we walk and thus our back and our knees and our hips. And it just goes down the chain. And so Pilates was very much, Joseph Pilates was very much a full body vision kind of guy. And, lots has changed. If today, I think his work would be more extension than it would be the flexion that we know him so well for, because he was an inventor. He invented beds and chairs, and I mean, it was crazy all the things that he invented. And so he kept changing and metamorphosizing as well. And I believe that he would have changed, some of his exercises or his focus if he were alive today, right?
Yeah.
So, but I believe that Pilates can be good for everyone. I just have never met anybody yet who I'm like, this isn't for you. So, because you can use it so much as a rehab tool as well. So,
Yeah.
find
Well, I'm
someone
gonna
to
have
teach
to try it
you.
out. I'm excited to try it out because,
Right.
again, I only did it the one time because it was like, hey, we're having this free class at the gym I was in. And so I was like, oh, I'll give it a whirl. And it was on a mat. So, yeah.
And again, there's nothing wrong with Matt. There's just a lot of people in the gym field who'll be like, okay, for instance, I was at an LA Fitness and I had already been certified in Reformer. And they said, listen, we're going to certify you as a Pilates instructor. And all you got to do is take this class. It's 8-hour class, and we're going to have 32 people in there, and you're going to have two breaks and an hour lunch. And by the end of that 8-hour class, you'll be able to teach anybody who comes into your class. Okay. So I was certified at Balanced Body, which is the number one training and equipment Pilates company in the world. They do things all over that. They have trainings and whatnot, and they have great equipment. Matt won is 16 hours. Not lunch is counted in that 16 hours. Like 16 hours, then it's 30 hours of observation, then it's 30 hours of personal development and personal work where you're supposed to be doing this work yourself, and you can either be doing it with in a video format or with another teacher before you're allowed to take the test to take Mat 2. So you get what you pay for. And
Yes.
it's a great idea, but if somebody had like a serious injury, they would just want to make sure that they've been to somebody who has got a pretty good education, you know, pretty well-rounded education. But like I said, the 20 or 30 somethings are just going to go to the gym, you know, that it's going to be fine. It's just there could be some injuries. I've seen some scary things, and I'm like, oh no, because then it affects like all of the Pilates, you know, family and our and just our reputation of knowing the body. So
Right.
just like anything, you know,
Yeah.
just like the hairstylist who's still at the Aveda school. Okay, you might get a good hairstyle, but if you have, you know, alopecia or you've got some problem, you might not want to go to the beginner. You know, might want to go to somebody over here who's been doing it for a few years. So it just sort of depends. It's just great that people are interested in just Pilates work in and of itself. And Joseph Pilates thought that everybody should move. He wrote to the president of the United States and said, part of the mind of men will improve if we just have more movement in our schools. So he was way beyond our time. He was really quite something. So I wish I would have had the chance to have met him in person. But I've met some people who were his students. So that's been pretty fantastic. So I
Awesome.
think you'll love it, no matter where you go. I think you'll
Yeah.
love it. I think it'll be great. And with
Which
your yoga
leads me to
background,
how do folks connect with you who do happen to live on the island? Can they find you and work with you?
absolutely, I would love that. I've done a couple of things with the Palmetto Running Company. That was really cool on the beach. I'd never done Pilates on the beach before. Sand is a whole other a whole other animal.
Yeah.
So yeah, people can reach me at my email or they can call me. I have a website, lifttotalwellness.com or lifttotalwellness@gmail.com or my phone number, which is, let me say
Awesome.
it, 678-524-7431. I'm sure you'll attach that. You can just look me up, Tarisha Tatter. I'm all over the place and
Yeah, I'll put it in show
you'll
notes,
find
folks,
me.
so you can just check show notes and you
Yeah.
can find links and all that fun stuff and on socials. So, is there anything else that you wanted to address that we hadn't had an opportunity to talk about yet?
Oh, sure. There's like hours, Terry.
I
Come on.
know. I know. I hate to wrap us up
No,
because
but I want your feedback when you do take a Pilates class. I want your feedback. I think it will be great. I love teaching other teachers. That was one of the things that I did in Atlanta, as I was the master trainer for a piece of equipment called the Coraline, which is much like a NordicTrack machine, and it helps people with gait, but it's two separate. It's two separate tracks, if you will, and there's all sorts of things that you can do on that. So if you ever want to come over and play, we should just have you play with that because nobody on the island has that. And I
Wow.
need to get into certifying like I did in Georgia. There's just a little bit going on on the plate, but I think in
Yes.
2023 we can do that, and that will be fun. But no, I just keep motion is lotion. I heard that recently. I love it. Whenever what you're doing, motion is lotion, and three things you're grateful for every day and night. I have these gratitude bracelets that I wear, and I put one on at a time, and I say my gratitudes, and it just puts me in the right mindset. And at night, when I take them off, it's the same kind of thing. So those are my takeaways. Make sure you do your gratitude journals, and motion is lotion.
I love it. I love it. We just bought electric bikes and that's our latest and greatest. Oh my gosh, they are so fun.
I love biking. It is my passion. So anytime you want to go, you let me
Oh,
know.
let's
We'll
do
bike.
it.
You can use the
Yay.
e-bike. I'm good with
All
that.
right. Well, awesome. Well, I have my regular bike too, so I'm up for it anytime. Yay.
Wonderful. Nothing
All
like riding
right.
on the beach.
Well, this has just been such a joy to have you here. I love your energy. I love just your You just radiate this beautiful light of joy and positivity, and yeah, it's one beautiful. So thank you.
I have a lot to be grateful for. And meeting you is one of those, Terry. I can't wait till we get to meet face to face. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for joining us today on the Healing Place podcast. And remember, until next time, be gentle with yourself. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. Terry Welbrock again. Just wanted to thank you for listening to the episode today. And remind you to visit my website as well as the academy.terrywelbrock.com for the courses. But if you go to my website, terrywelbrock.com, you can sign up for my monthly Hope for Healing newsletter, which is also jam-packed with information and strategies and blog pieces and guest blog pieces and links to shows. And just a great space for, again, healing. Thanks for, again, being here and being a part of this healing space. I very much appreciate you. All right. Bye-bye.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.